When the U.S. Supreme Court considered a death penalty case last term, it erupted into a rare, nasty, and divisive debate among the justices. The case was a constitutional challenge to lethal injection procedures. Well, today justices took up a case that was far more technical, but, as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, still a matter of life and death.
At issue before the court were decisions by the Kansas Supreme Court reversing the death sentences of men convicted in two high-profile and horrific murder cases. In one case, known as the Wichita Massacre, the lower court set aside the capital sentences of two brothers because they were tried together instead of separately. In the other, the Kansas court said the jury instructions had been confusing. As the justices plowed through the two arguments, peppering counsel with questions, there were occasional echoes of last term's death penalty contretemps, and there was one foray by Justice Scalia into Kansas politics, a state where Republican officials are trying to remove funding for the courts. While there seemed to be more agreement among the justices today on the technical questions, the issue of the death penalty clearly remains an open sore, with Justice Scalia at one point today pointedly disdaining Justice Breyer's views on the subject. In the jury instruction case, the argument focused on whether the Kansas Supreme Court ruling was based on state law or on the federal constitution. State Attorney General Derek Schmidt noted that the state court had repeatedly cited the constitution in its ruling, but not Kansas law. Justice Alito, if the Kansas court cited the state law, it would have to take responsibility for the decisions in these cases, which involve some of the most horrendous murders that I've seen in my 10 years here. So it did not take responsibility for that. It said we have to apply the federal constitution instead. Justice Scalia asked if Kansas elects its state Supreme Court justices. We do, replied Attorney General Schmidt. And do you have people sentenced to death in the state? Yes, said Schmidt. There are nine on death row. That would suggest, said Scalia, that the people of Kansas, unlike Justice Breyer, favor the death penalty, and that an election would not come out favorably for those justices who would reverse these convictions. I'm just speculating, of course, he added. Although Scalia and Alito are among the court's most conservative justices, they had plenty of company in their skepticism about the Kansas court decisions, even from the court's liberals. Justice Breyer, who has suggested it may be time to get rid of the death penalty entirely, noted nonetheless that it is common to try multiple defendants together, and that if the court were to sustain the Kansas court ruling, it would affect every criminal trial of gangs across the country. So for now, at least, there seems to be a certain détente on the court. But more death cases loom on the horizon. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.